turning underneath my feet as I pull the shade down on my window seat. Praying where I'm going is better than where I've been. Then a stranger sits down as if he's right at home. Touches me and says, I see you traveling alone. And by the way, son, you forgot to say amen. Said, I guess there's something here I need to explain. I try to talk to everyone riding this train. Some of them listen, but most don't pay me no mind. And the train keeps rolling, the world keeps turning. All aboard, all aboard. Everybody gotta get on board. Said that woman with a frown sitting across the aisle, with a briefcase open now 90 miles. She never even noticed that lake back at Horseshoe Bend. And the couple with the kids at the front of the car, fussing all the way about some cookie jar. I'm gonna ask them what they saw at their journey's end.
That's a number that we have on our last record and was written by a fella out in Bastrop, Texas. His name is Charlie Steffel, and I just talked to one of the other writers this week, didn't we, Ronnie, on the phone? And I think his name is Brad Rogers. And there's one more writer on that. Just can't remember what the guy's name is. I wish I could remember my name once in a while also. This lady down here, she's been wanting us to sing Lights on the Hill, and that's a song that was sent to me from a guy in California a long time ago, and we put it on a record, and it's entitled Lights on... No, wait a minute now. We did two songs on a record, and this is not it. Can I do the other one? Okay. No, just kidding. The one I'm trying to describe... came from Australia. But we're not going to do the Australian song. We're going to do the one for you. Lights on the hill are blinding me. That is Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.